Hello and welcome to Reflections. I'm your girl Nadine Edwards. Thank you for joining. I hope as you listen today, you will be inspired, uplifted, motivated in your continued pursuit of becoming a better version of yourself. If this is your first time, a special welcome to you, and I hope you will be blessed by today's episode. And if you have been listening week after week, I thank you for your support and hope that your life will continue to be blessed. So scientists have recently discovered that Earth is now spinning faster than how it has been in the last half century, which is affecting our 24-hour cycle. On the 19th of July in the year 2020, the Earth completed its rotation 1.4 milliseconds quicker on its axis. The Earth's rotation is monitored by the International Earth Rotation and Reference System Services, otherwise called IERS. They calculate the length of a day by measuring the precise moments when a fixed star passes a certain location in the sky each day. This is how they measure the exact speed of the Earth's rotation. On the 29th of July of this year, the Earth completed its rotation at 1.59 milliseconds quicker on its axis. Why is this happening? Scientists are speculating that this is due to climate change. They are saying that the Earth poles are becoming lighter. This is because the North Poles are moving eastwards and the glaciers began melting. In the last four decades, the poles, they say, have moved by 4 meters. Another theory is because of seismic activity. They are speculating that the Earth's axis may have deviated because of what's happening below the Earth's surface. So these are a couple of possible whys, but they have also looked at the consequences. What happens when the Earth begins spinning faster? Confusion takes place. This is because everything around is set according to a 24-hour clock. From smartphones to computers to satellites to software to GPS. The clock goes from 23.59.59 to 00000, at which point a new day begins. When Earth completes rotation at 23.59.58, experts could be forced to add a negative leap second, meaning our clocks will skip a second, which result in a jump from 23.59.58 to 00000. So the IERS makes the call on adding or subtracting on leap seconds. In 2012, they added a leap second to keep up with the pace of the Earth. And you know what happened? Social media sites crashed. Some faced hiccups. Losing even a second from a day could be a big deal. Bloomberg, the global leader in business and financial data, reported that every second, 1.4 million order messages are sent. Stocks worth $4.6 million are traded. Now imagine what would happen if we lose 1.59 milliseconds on a daily basis. This is telling me that time is a precious thing and every second in our day counts. There's a saying that goes, "Time is not the main thing, it's the only thing," by Miles Davis. There's also another saying that goes, "Time is your most precious gift because you only have a set amount of it," by Rick Warren. What does time mean to you? Do you respect time? Do you respect other people's time? Imagine if you lived in a world where time was the currency. As a matter of fact, there was a movie released in 2011 with Justin Timberlake about time being the currency of the world. The movie is called In Time. When you have no time, you die. So the rich appeared to live longer than the poor because, of course, they had way more time. In the movie, you can tell a person's economic standing by how they move. The poor is always moving fast because they don't have a lot of time. And when you're rich, you move very slow. You pace yourself because you have all the time in the world. It was a scary thing in that movie to look on your watch and realize time is running out. By the way, the time watch is embedded under your skin in this very same area we wear our physical watches. I found the movie very intriguing because technically We are all allotted a certain amount of time. The difference is we can't tell how much time we have on our clocks, unlike the movie. We can't share or transfer time from one person to the next, unlike the movie. For the world, time matters in the perspective of money and power because money is tied to power. But for God, time matters in the perspective of a soul, my soul and your soul, because this 24-hour life cycle became temporary after sin. God has made a plan that life continues into eternity. Whether you live to see him come or whether you die, for those who are in Christ, they don't die, they sleep. God's original plan for humanity is eternal life. Last Sabbath, I was in church and the pastor spoke about Ewigkeit, which is a German word for eternity. I didn't understand everything that the pastor preached, but what I was certain is that he read Romans 8 verses 28 to 30, and a little discussion was held in groups about one's understanding of this little passage. Allow me to share what the passage was about. Verse 28 says, "All things work for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. Them he did foreknow, he did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And them he did predestinate, he also called. Them he also justified, and those he justified, he also glorified." This word predestination led me to do some research so I could gain a better understanding of what the passage is really saying. And seedbed.com gave me perspective on what it was actually saying or what it could possibly be saying. For verse 28, the verse did not say that everything that happens is good or everything that happens is God's will. The author says God is like a weaver who weaves together all sorts of things to a good end. He continues to write, "There are in fact two parallel clauses here. Those who love God and those who have been called according to his purpose or choice. Both refer to the same group of people. What is less clear is whether there's a reference to God's choice or the human's response to God's call. Clearly, God is the one who calls here. This could even mean God's calling is based on his knowledge of who, by their own choice, will respond to the call. The phrases are elliptical and capable of being explained in several ways, hence the debate over them. In the Greek, verse 29 is clearly linked backward with the previous verse. So it could be read, "Because those whom God foreknew would love him, he destined in advance to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn of many brothers and sisters." So just to be ultra clear, this is not about someone being destined to become a Christian, but rather it is about the destiny of those who love God, those who have already responded to the call. This is not about being elected to be a Christian. It's about the great and glorious destiny of anyone who is in Christ. Namely, that they will be conformed to the image of God's Son at the resurrection. And Jesus will have many kinsmen and kinswomen in the same bodily condition as he is already in. So the question is, do you love God? Have you answered his call? If you know God is calling you and you have not yet answered that call, what are you waiting for? Do you know how much time is left on your clock? One thing is certain is that Earth's clock is also on God's watch, and it is clicking faster than ever before. We may be looking at our own lives and thinking of all the things we need to get done or enjoy or experience before we die, but do we ever stop to think about the many people across the world who are suffering in pain, in trauma, in agony in the very sight of God? Some are living in fear every day in war zones. In some parts of the world, people are suffering from hunger and starvation. Some people come under governmental oppression, for example, China. Every day, God sees people being raped, babies being killed, the elderly abused and mistreated, young boys being boogered, And the list goes on and on. How long do we think God should tolerate all the evil that exists in this world? He says in Matthew 24, verse 14, when this gospel of the kingdom is preached to the world for a witness, then the end will come. He also said in the same chapter, verse 22, that except those days be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. King David wrote in Psalms 16, verses 7 and 8, and that will be my closing text that I will leave with you for reflection and meditation. Verse 7 says, I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also, my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. At the end of each day that God gives us, when we lay in our bed, let us reflect or continue to reflect on what our day was like and ask ourselves the question, did my life please God today? If not, what could I have done better? Our conscience is certainly our guide, if we are being true to ourselves, that is. If we keep the Lord always before us, nobody can move us. God bless you. Thank you for listening to today's reflection. Join me next week for another episode. Until then, stay blessed.